Anyone who's had much contact with African people will have noticed that they have a great capacity for spiritual belief. Even the Negro slaves taken away to the New World devised a new kind of music, the spirituals, while others kept up their spirit worship called voodoo in places like Cuba and Haiti. A study of African religions is really most fascinating because they are naturally a religious people. They think in terms of spirits and spirit worship or appeasement, and they are easily converted to any dynamic religion, provided the form of service is sufficiently dramatic and is one in which the congregation can participate fully with movement and music, and they are given an occasion for lengthy floods of rhetoric. In our wanderings around Africa, we have constantly come across examples of African worship, which would certainly add credence to these generalizations, and naturally, music forms an important part of religious worship all over the continent. I'd like to give you a few examples of different kinds of religious music of Africa, both indigenous and foreign, and try to give you a brief overall picture of what we've found of the spiritual life of the people, as it has been indicated to us through the songs we've recorded. Now we must start rather far back, long before the white men came. In the Sudanic regions of this continent, that is, virtually north of the equator, stretching right across to West Africa, there's an intense belief in spirits, magic, and ritual, which is much more active than anything in the Bantu or southern half of Africa, which is the one we know best.